All right, I just received some information from one of my sources in D.C., in the D.C. establishment, that's pretty significant. Let me run it by you and see what you think. According to my source, Trump had ordered the DOJ to delay action against the tech giants until these very damning reports and indictments come out against deep state operatives related to the attempted coup, the Trump-Russia collusion narrative, and now the Ukrainian collusion narrative. And the reason, I'm being told, the reason for this enforced delay is that, well, two things. Number one is that if Trump goes after the tech giants right now, it would add to the Adam Schiff narrative of obstruction of justice, where the liberal media would report that Trump is trying to shut down the tech giants because the tech giants are, I know it sounds twisted, but the tech giants are allowing people to talk about the, quote, truth about Trump being a traitor, right? I mean, it's all twisted, it's all backwards and everything, but apparently Trump is saying hands off the tech giants until the indictments are handed down by the DOJ, which is the William Barr operation. Not IG Horowitz, not his documents. Those are going to be kind of lightweight compared to what's coming. I'm talking about the Durham/Barr indictments. When that hits, and this is the second reason, when that hits, apparently, I'm being told the tech giants are complicit. And there's evidence of it. So the tech giants have been complicit in shutting down independent investigations, independent journalism, in other words, into the deep state coup, the traitors, the treason against America, and that there is evidence that social media giants and tech giants have participated in this coup, and that it's going to be a much stronger case to go after the tech giants after the DOJ indictments are handed down and that information starts to come out, which again links the deep state operatives to the tech giants. So in other words, what we can surmise from this is that there has been a criminal conspiracy between Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the Adam Schiffs, the John Brennans, and so on and so forth. In other words, John Brennan, who's the mastermind behind much of this, actually ordered the tech giants to engage in censorship of Trump supporters and independent journalism so that John Brennan and James Comey and James Clapper and others could successfully carry out their criminal treasonous coup against the United States of America. If this is correct, if what I'm being told is correct, it means that the tech giants themselves could be, they could be found to be co-conspirators, let's say, in this criminal treasonous coup attempt against the United States of America. And if that is true, then Trump would have not simply regulatory leverage against the tech giants, but the threat of criminal indictments against them. So you see why Trump has been waiting until the DOJ has this information coming out, or the indictments. There are literally thousands of sealed indictments and some key indictments of individuals. Grand juries have been going on for a long time, many, many months. Most of this year, I'm told. Actually, the grand juries began in, I think, February, and they've been running all year. Sealed indictments are about to be unsealed. The deep state has been caught red-handed, and the tech giants deliberately took part in this criminal conspiracy against the United States of America. Now, so that's what I'm being told. On the other hand, maybe it's all BS. Because maybe we're all being played. Because one thing I'm totally sick of is hearing like John Solomon on Sean Hannity's show saying, oh yeah, the documents are going to be dumped in 5 days. And then that's 30 days ago. oh, it's coming, tick tock, and then it never comes. So it's possible that we're all being played and that we're never going to see these indictments. And actually, part of me thinks that's the case. So if you're listening to this and you're just thinking in your mind, you know, bullshit, I actually happen to agree with you. I'm just passing along what I'm being told. But I have a, there's a big red flag that just popped up in my head. And on that flag, the warning message says, bullshit. Some part of me thinks that we're never going to have any real justice in DC, that we're never going to see the Durham report will never come out. The Horowitz report will never come out, that William Barr will never have criminal indictments against these people, that all these crooks, James Comey, John Brennan, all of them, Peter Strzok, Adam Schiff, like that they're all going to get away with everything and that no one will ever be held accountable, that the swamp will never be drained. Hillary Clinton will never be jailed. And Barack Obama will never be held accountable for his treason against the United States of America. And that the mainstream media will never, never be shut down, and that they will continue to operate their propaganda, lying, fake news, cartel publishing operation to tear this country apart. And that the Republicans will never win another election again because they've already rolled over and surrendered to this radical left-wing tyranny. So if you're thinking those things, guess what? I'm thinking the same thing. At least part of me is thinking that. The other part, the part that, you know, talk to these sources is like, well, maybe there's hope that there's some bombshells coming. There's action coming, that Trump is somehow going to survive this and hold these people accountable and have them arrested and go after big tech and restore freedom of speech for our nation. I just have to say, if Trump does that, he will be the greatest president that this nation has seen since George Washington himself. The two greatest presidents in history would be George Washington and Donald J. Trump, if he achieves that. If Trump takes down the tech giants, exposes the deep state, imprisons the traitors, restores freedom of speech, protects the borders, drains the swamp, locks them up, oh my God, I will praise the ground that he walks on if he gets all that done. I mean, it would be beyond miraculous. But perhaps that's being overly optimistic. I don't know that all that stuff is going to happen. Maybe none of it happens. Maybe they kill Trump. They install Nancy Pelosi. They come after all gun owners. Total crackdown of speech. They shut down the independent media. I mean, the possible futures here could be very good or very, very bad. Civil war, blood in the streets, you know, patriot uprising against the deep state, shooting war in Washington, D.C. I don't know what's going to happen, but there's no future that seems to be just sort of normal in any of this. It's either going to be very good or very bad, depending on who wins, because right now there's a game of chicken being played in Washington, D.C., and everything is at stake. And those of us who are part of this effort to save America, we are putting everything on the line. I hope you know. We're putting our lives on the line. If Trump is taken out and the deep state takes power, they will assassinate people like myself and Alex Jones and others. They will arrest and torture people. They will kill gun owners and Christians and Trump supporters. They will destroy everyone who has gone against the deep state, just so you know. So just like the founding fathers, they had everything at stake. And they put everything on the line, including their families, their fortunes, their businesses, their reputations, in order to win the war of independence and make America a sovereign nation. We are at that same moment yet again. And many of us, perhaps you, are fighting for America, and we're putting everything on the line because we know what's at stake. So everything that you can do to support us is deeply appreciated. Not just your prayers, but your financial support as well. You can support us at healthrangerstore.com, healthrangerstore.com. Shop there, nutritional products, lab-tested, lab-verified, personal care, home care products. That helps us fund our effort to continue this fight for our nation. I thank you for your support in advance. I'll keep you posted. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcasts and watch my videos at Brighteon.com. Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative. Thank you again for all your support. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.